Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Elmer Weingartner. Batting second. The first baseman, Mickey Rocco. Batting third. The right fielder, Les Fleming. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Dutch Meyer. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Don Ross. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Pat Seary. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Gromick. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Gromick. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Herb Hall. Batting second. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bobby Estalella. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Bush. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobo Newsom. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bobo Newsom. And now, play ball. Elmer Weingartner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weingartner strikes out. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco strikes out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fleming moves to third. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Meyer reaches second base with a double. Fleming scores. Heath goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weingartner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck takes first base on ball four. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Peck moves to second. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weingartner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary strikes out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Estalella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Gromick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromick hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Siri settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fleming. Kell reaches second base with a double. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar strikes out. Two outs. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weingartner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Elmer Weingartner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weingartner is 0 for 1 in the game. Weingartner strikes out. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 1 in the game. Rocco hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fleming moves to third. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 1 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Siri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siri is 0 for 1 in the game. Siri hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes strikes out. Two outs. Steve Gromick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromick is 0 for 1 in the game. Gromick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Fleming settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 0 for 1 in the game. Estalella takes first base on ball 4. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a fly ball into right field. Fleming settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Estilella moves to second. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosar hits a line drive towards short. Weingartner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Elmer Weingartner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weingartner is 0-for-2 in the game. Weingartner strikes out. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0-for-2 in the game. Rocco takes first base on ball 4. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rocco moves to second. 2 outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Heath is walked intentionally. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. Bush hits a fly ball into right field. Fleming settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-1 in the game. Newsom strikes out. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-2 in the game. Ross strikes out. One out. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Seary takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Seary. The throw from Rosar and he is safe. Seary steals second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes strikes out. Two outs. Steve Gromick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromick is 0-for-2 in the game. Gromick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Peck hits a line drive into center field. Seary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Fleming settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weingartner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Elmer Weingartner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weingartner is 0 for 3 in the game. Weingartner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rocco takes first base on ball 4. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert juggles the ball. That's an error on Siebert. Rocco moves to third. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rocco scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 2 in the game. Siebert hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kell moves to second. Bill McGee pinch hits for Ed Bush. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Kish pinch hits for Bobo Newsom. Ernie Kish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Barry now pitching. Al Brancato now playing shortstop. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 3 in the game. Ross hits a fly ball into left field. Estalella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seary hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 3 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 3 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Peck hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Fleming settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Gromyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromyk is 0 for 3 in the game. Gromyk strikes out. 1 out. Elmer Weingartner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weingartner is 0 for 4 in the game. Weingartner takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Rocco strikes out. 2 outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Fleming hits a fly ball into left field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weingartner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 3 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rocco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Siebert for the out. 2 outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Kell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Philadelphia Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.